Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. The number to call, if you would like to make a comment or an observation or ask a question, we call it at 877-310-2100. We call it Rapid Fire.
How much information can Herman squeeze into the next 20 minutes? Watch him go, Kemosabe. This is Rapid Fire, every day with Herman Cain.
Hello, Jim from Georgia. You've got a minute on Rapid Fire. What's on your mind?
Hello, Herman. I don't want to mention that horrible book that's out right now, but
good.
I think I read your book years ago. They think you're stupid.
Oh,
and
okay.
I haven't bought the right problems yet, but I will. But
okay.
I think it's time for some positivity. And I just read, since I hear there was a football game in Georgia the other day. I just read a football book called Undefeated, Untied, Unscored Upon. And it's about a team that didn't let anybody score on them. And that's you, Herman. You are undefeated, untied, and unscored upon. And I think the country and President Trump could use some positivity right now.
Well, thank you. That's very interesting you mentioned that, because I am collaborating with a United States senator about a book concept that the only reason we haven't actually finished it yet is because he has been so involved in helping to pass the tax legislation, working on infrastructure, working on a lot. He just hasn't had the time. The concept of the new book we've already identified. I've even outlined, you know, some of the chapters, but it's going to take some collaboration between the two of us. But thank you for that. And it will be a positive book, not negative, not pointing up all of the noise in the media and this sort of thing. This book is intended to get people to understand that we are not divided. So thanks, Jim, for thinking along the same lines, because that's exactly something that I have been talking about, because the media, as you know, is so inundated with negativity that it's just downright crazy. Tom from Florida, welcome to Rapid Fire. You've got a minute.
I love your show. But anyway, I think that Mueller and Trump should sit in front of a camera, and Trump should have 10 questions. For every question that Mueller asks, he has to ask him back, and Mueller has to answer before Mueller can ask another question.
Well, that's an interesting proposal. I don't know whether or not that's something that Trump would do. But it might be one way of forcing Mueller's hand. But here's the downside, Jim. The downside is the president could be accused of meddling. And since he's supposed to be an independent investigator, he probably won't do that sort of thing. My prediction is that Mueller is going to eventually dig a hole so deep that he can't get out of. Because every day he continues to turn stuff over and discover things, but none of them point to Trump. They all point to the Democrat Party and Democrat personalities. So I think if I were him, I would also just ride it out and see what's what. Hello, Ross from Oklahoma. You've got a minute on Rapid Fire.
Thank you, Herminator. It's great to hear your show. Love what you do, and just keep after it.
Thank you, sir.
I had a quick comment on this DACA, whatever amnesty, whatever they come up with for these dreamers. One rule would be, if you can't speak English, you're out of here. You've had time, you've lived here, you can't carry on conversational English, then you just have to go until you can speak English. The second item would be, if you come here legally through the ropes, you can vote. If you come any other path other than by the legal door, you will never get to vote. That may stop some of these Democrats from trying to get a whole block of voters, and we give you amnesty, then we give you the rights to vote. That's just not right.
No legality
to your coming here, then you do not get to vote. And one comment I'd like to make, observation yesterday listening to the president, Did you ever notice that when Obama came into office, he had total black hair, and when he left, he was pretty much gray?
Yeah.
I noticed yesterday that Trump in 1 year has gone from Cheeto orange to gray. Unless there's something wrong with my TV, he has silver hair now pretty much, except the strip right down the center.
It is changing colors. I've noticed that too, but I hadn't noticed how much of it is gray. Well, you and I both know, or you and I both can imagine, that that is a very demanding job. Secondly, we have a president that works like mad. I think a lot of the people that are around him are leaving because they can't keep up with him. He just is, he is determined to get as much done as he can possibly get done. So you're right. I've seen the turning of the hair when Obama was in office, but I hadn't noticed Trump's yet. Now, as far as your advice, as far as people coming here illegally, I agree with you on the point that if you come to this country, you should learn to speak English. Why? That's our national language. Is it legally our national language? I don't think so. But practically, it's our national language. I know that in some counties out in California, they are allowing illegals to take driver's tests in Spanish. Now, here's my question. How are the road signs written? In English. So what do you do when you allow them to take it in Spanish except to help empower them to get a driver's license? And then you're going to put them out on the road. Now, maybe somebody has given them a lot more thought than that. But to me, I see that as a big barrier. But, yeah. Now, I don't think the Democrats are going to come back and be so bold as to say, let's just grant them amnesty. I don't think you're going to get enough Republicans to go along with that. A path to citizenship, yes. But that path may be a subset of those that come here through ordinary means. So they have a lot of moving parts on this issue, and we'll just have to see how it all comes down. Hello, Wayne from Oklahoma. You've got a minute on rapid fire. Wayne, you got a minute on rapid fire. Oh, I didn't click the little...
You're still with me, Herman Ross.
Oh, okay, Ross. Sorry about that. I didn't click the little arrow that Shana B gives me. Thanks a lot, Ross. Wayne, you've got a minute on rapid fire.
How you doing, Herman?
I'm great, thanks.
I've got a take on this, Doc. These people have had a lifetime to secure their own citizenship through normal means. And I believe actions speak louder than words. If they've done nothing, then they don't want to be here. And the Democrats trying to pass legislation tells me that they're trying to keep them here against their will. What do you think of that?
I don't think they're trying to keep them here against their will. I think they're trying to create a huge voting block by making it appear as if they're the only ones that care about Dreamers Stand Here. They aren't the only ones that care about Dreamers Stand Here. Republicans care about Dreamers Stand Here the right way, not by putting them in front of the line. Secondly, some of the Dreamers have assimilated in terms of the language, going to school. They have good jobs, whatever the case. So you can't broad brush all 800,000 of them as being the same in terms of not really wanting to be here. Are there some that are here who really don't want to be here because they don't want to assimilate? Well, of course. We just don't know what those numbers are. And I don't know if we're ever going to find out what that is. Thanks a lot for the call. Hello, Ned. Is that Ned or Needy?
Nadera. Yes, sir.
No wonder she abbreviated it. That's a French name?
No, that's Albanian.
It's what?
Albanian.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the show. You've got a minute on rapid fire.
Yes, sir. This is, it's an honor, you know, to make talk to you. And as I've been on the top, you know, I've been here for 7 years in this country, and this is the best country on earth, and I'm proud to call myself American today. But
good.
I think you're right. You know, if you come to this country, you got to speak the language because
yes,
this is what we speak. We speak English. And for me, it's sad, you know, to see people that lived in this country for 15 and 20 years. They barely speak the language, and to me, it's absurd.
Well, thank you for making that observation. By the way, your English is excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, you're right. As I indicated, it's not legally our language. English isn't the law of the land. Practically, it is. Because I specifically remember that the United States Congress tried to vote to make it legally the official language of the United States, and it missed it by one vote. One vote in Congress is what it missed it by. However, with that being said, practically, English is our language. It is our language, and quite frankly, they ought to get over it. But congratulations to you. Number one, your English is excellent. It rivals Shaney B's command of the Queen's English.
Oh, I've got command.
But thanks a lot for the call. You make a very good point, sir, and congratulations for coming here and doing it the right way. Michael, you've got a minute on Rapid Fire.
Hey, Herman. Basically, I'm an English guy. I invested in a business over here, so I moved from England to America.
Yes.
But my thing is, you know, with the Dreamers and everything, is I've invested money. I employ Americans. But yet, I have to jump through all these legal hoops where if I've come over the border, to me, it's like there's got to be some way of discrimination, you know, for sanctuary cities. You know, I can't go to a sanctuary city and, you know, disappear in the sanctuary
right.
city kind of thing.
Right.
So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
See, your particular situation, Michael, is why they continue to talk about comprehensive immigration reform. You are a business person. You've invested money. You hire Americans. That ought to be part of the criteria that says you can get a permanent visa or something of that nature. You shouldn't have to jump through all these hoops. This is what's wrong with our system. It tries to treat everybody with a broad brush, and that's just not the case. You got the HB1 visas, you got the temporary visas. There are a whole lot of different elements to it that need to be examined. But I would agree with you. You should not have to be subjected to a lot of the hoops that a lot of people have to jump through because you've established yourself as a responsible, accountable, contributing citizen of the United States of America. Thanks for the call. You're listening to The Herman Cain Show.
Credible. Credible. Experienced. Engaging. Herman Cain.
He keeps it real.
He gives it to you as it is.
Daily solutions for a better America.